Kia ora, I'm Ryan Bridge, and welcome to episode 20 of Bridge Talks Business with Milford. Our feature interview today is with Mark Riggle from Milford. We're talking all things Trump, tariffs, trade, and what does it mean for the rest of us? Now it's time for your top five business bits from the past 7 days. Number one, Trump waxed 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, only to postpone them a short while later. He has left 10% tariffs on China intact. Number two, the US labor market remains robust, according to the latest jobs data, with the unemployment rate falling back to 4%, which is the lowest level since May last year. Number three, meanwhile, US company earnings are driving large swings in individual stocks, even as overall profits are continuing to rise at a solid clip. Number four, in New Zealand, the labour market data showed a rise in the unemployment rate to 5.1%, which was expected, but still the highest level since 2020. The RBNZ is still likely to cut 0.5% to support the economy. And at number five this week, we continue the Trump tariff watch, but also get the latest data on inflation and retail spending from the US. All right, time to talk business. The Trump administration is set to complete its review of US trading partners by the end of March, after which we could see a more meaningful tariff policy enacted. Now, Trump wants to raise revenue, cut taxes, and slash spending, but there's only so much his old mate Elon can cut outside of defense, entitlements, and health. So how does this puzzle fit together, and what does it mean for us? Here to break it down is Mark Riggle from Milford. Just a reminder that this session is informational only and should not be considered financial advice. Mark, great to have you back.
Thanks, great to be here.
Right, so it's like trying to read tea leaves. What on earth is Donald Trump going to do? We have little drops of information on Air Force One. We haven't quite got all of the detail yet. What are you picking?
Well, that's right. As investors, we want certainty, right? We want to know what's going to happen. Policy is an important part of the jigsaw puzzle of investing. And so with the little bits and pieces of information we're getting, we're trying to piece together what the real policy is underneath all of these announcements.
How do you think they'll differ from the ones that he instituted in his first term?
It has to be said, this time around, it looks like a lot more purposeful in terms of a strategy, right? Tariffs are kind of front and center of his approach, but they're also an all of government policy. And by that, I mean, he's talking about integrating tariffs with other policies on trade and things that he wants other countries to do. And he's using tariffs partly as a tool to try and achieve those.
It's not just about economics, is it, for him? It's using this act from 1977 that talks about, you know, national crises, and he's announced a number of those. So it's almost harder, I suppose. Well, is it harder to pick who the targets might be?
Yeah, well, I mean, he loves tariffs because they're an executive action. He doesn't need to pass it through Congress, so he can get it done. He can issue an executive order in order to impose a tariff. But in terms of what he's trying to achieve, I guess they're threefold. Firstly, transactional, right? I.e., you know, this is the negotiating tactic that he's using. What does he want to see from someone else, another country, in return for removing tariffs or using the threat of tariffs to try and drive behavior from another country? So that's one. The second one is restructuring global trade. He sees there's some unfairness. The US consumer is the global consumer, and a lot of other countries have access to that consumer. And he wants to make sure that the US is kind of front and center and treated fairly in that. And then the final one is he's talked about using tariffs as a revenue source, right? So clearly the US runs a big budget deficit. They're trying to reduce that deficit. And part of the ways they could do that would be to use some of the revenues from tariffs to reduce the deficit.
What impact do they have, a tariff?
Right. So if we think about what a tariff does, is it raises the cost of a particular good that's being tariffed, or of all the goods from a particular country that's being tariffed. And so that raises the price of that good in the US. How much it goes up by, although, is not entirely clear. It does go up, but it goes up by one time by the amount potentially of what the tariffs imposed that. So it's a one-off price increase. It will therefore reduce growth, because if cost of buying things is going up, then people are likely to buy less of them. And so that's going to reduce growth. And then there's lots of other knock-on impacts, like what happens to currencies of the countries that are trading. You know, if they move, then that might shift the balance of where the cost is borne between the US or the other country, right? What if countries export to other people rather than to the US? What if the US produces more domestically? All these uncertainties and moving parts means it's really hard to understand clearly what the direct impact is. But generally speaking, we're talking about an inflationary force and also a reduction in growth force.
Because at the moment, the exchange rate is quite good for our exporters, right? And that balance could actually be exacerbated if their interest rates stay higher. So there could be advantages for us. We could look for other places to put some of our goods potentially. But the bottom line is at this point, we really just don't know.
Well, currency markets have been the markets that have most exhibited reactions to tariffs. So the US dollar strengthened by almost 10% since September of last year, when it looked like Donald Trump was going to be, you know, in kind of pole position to win the election. And so that's been partly in response to the currency markets knowing these tariffs were potentially coming. And so the Kiwi dollar has been one of the weakest currencies. So like you say, that's good for our exporters. So yeah, but until we know what the policies are on each particular country and on each particular good, we just don't know.
What have we seen from the tariffs that he has announced so far? Because obviously he's announced some, but then he's pulled back or he's delayed. Mm. To my mind, there haven't actually been any that have kicked in yet. Apart from the ones with China, potentially.
Well, that's right. I mean, a week ago we were hit with the news that he was going to place 25% tariffs on their close trading partners, Mexico and Canada, right, alongside the 10% on China. Then short time afterwards, they removed those tariffs on or postponed the tariffs on Mexico and Canada for another month. It looks like that was done in response to some measures that both those countries did regarding border security. And so those are the more transactional tariffs that I talked about. You know, he's used the threat of tariffs to extract a concession from those countries in terms of what he wants to see them do. It wasn't a trade. It was border security that was the concession he was looking for. Arguably, you know, those concessions are already being made. So it looks like it was more performative. It was more for show to say that, hey, I've achieved a bit of a win here in terms of what, you know, I've done for the US people. And so that, you know, in terms of market impact, it's actually quite minor because, you know, nothing's really been tariffed and nothing's really been given up on either side to remove those tariffs. But of course, we might see those put on again in a month's time if he feels like he needs to extract something else.
What does it mean for markets? I mean, you mentioned that share markets have already priced in, currency markets have already priced in some of the expected tariffs. What does it mean for them going forward?
Well, so again, if we come back to those impacts of what tariffs do, they're inflationary and they're reducing in growth. So in terms of inflationary, well, that's important for bond markets because if inflation's going up, then central banks might have to raise interest rates again. The central bank previously, last time around, looked through tariffs because they're a one-off price hike. They're not a hike that goes on year on year and year. It's just a one-off change in price. So they look through it. They're likely to do the same again, although this time around, we're now in an inflationary environment rather than 2016, 18, when we were not in an inflationary environment. So it could be different. And we've already seen surveys in the US suggesting that US consumers might see these tariffs as being inflationary, more so than they were, you know, 8 years ago. And so for bond markets, it is important to think about how the central banks might react. But for the time being, I think we can be fairly certain they'll look through it. For shares, it's hard to actually notice any real impact on share markets so far. There's been a little bit of volatility, but I mean, you know, it's been really quite minor in the scheme of things. So you'd have to say share markets are discounting the impact on growth, because that would be the biggest issue for shares. If growth were to weaken, then shares would be at risk. But for the time being, I think share markets saying, hey, you know, we're just going to see what's coming and react to actual tariffs put in place rather than react to any of these headlines around tariffs that might be removed the next day before they're even put in place.
I suppose that also weigh up you know, yes, he might do the tariffs that he says he's going to do, but then he's also going to loosen the regulatory environment or lower taxes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. And, this, you know, we come back to this all of government approach. He's got this very clear plan, but how they all fit together and how he delivers on that plan is very uncertain at this time. And we're going to have to wait really for the next 3-6 months to find out how it's all piecing together.
Well, we'll have to wait with bated breath. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you very much.
That was Mark Riggle from Milford talking all things Trump. Don't forget you can like, follow and subscribe Bridge Talks Business on whatever social media app or listening device that you choose to use. And do that because next week we're talking the OCR, the official cash rate. We are expecting a 50 basis point cut, that is 0.5%. The question will be, how much further might the Reserve Bank go before the end of November? We'll have Brendan Larson from Milford here to chat about that next week. See you then.